DW.
In the town of Munsanze, south of the green, lush Volcanoes National Park, it's hard not to get caught up in a gorilla fever. There are hotels with names like Gorilla View Lodge and Villa Gorilla, and there seems to be a gorilla statue at just about every turn. The numerous cafes cater to the endless stream of tourists that flock here before they embark on the famous so-called gorilla treks. The mountain gorillas of the Volcanoes National Park attract thousands of visitors per year. The Volcanoes National Park sits between the Virunga National Park in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Makahinga Gorilla National Park in Uganda. Together with Uganda's windy, impenetrable forests, these four parks constitute the last remaining mountain gorilla habitats in the world. About 20 kilometers north of Musanze lies the headquarters of the Volcanoes National Park in northwestern Rwanda, the starting point for gorilla trekking tours. On the horizon, steep rocky volcanoes tower over green plantations and quiet villages. Veronica Vigelio is program manager at the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund, a research institute dedicated to saving the endangered mountain gorilla. She explains that some of the gorilla groups are being visited by their researchers every day to observe their health, location, and sexual reproduction.
You can connect to them by understanding their action. Just being so similar to humans, they have like facial expressions, body postures that make them much more understandable than any other animal.
But the mountain gorillas' habitats have been lost to civil war, deforestation, and agriculture. And as a result, their population has dwindled. Gorilla trophies have long been popular among poachers, and their rare meat fetched a high price on the black market. Researchers say that, in the late 1970s, there were only around 250 mountain gorillas left in the wild. The species was thought to be headed for extinction. Fortunately, the work of the Diane Fossey Fund and other organizations have helped recover their numbers.
We have 480 gorillas, mountain gorillas, in the Virunga Massive and other 400 in Buindi Forest. So we have 880 mountain gorillas divided into these two populations that they cannot cross because they are geographically separated by human settlements. These 880 gorillas were counted in 2010 and 2011, so the last census is done in the Virunga and in Buindi.
But despite the fact that the population is increasing, mountain gorillas are still vulnerable because there are so few of them left.
The threats for gorillas that are induced to human we can somehow control, but what is induced by nature we cannot. So like the poaching, that even if it's that is decreasing here in Rwanda, so it's controlled, there are anti-poaching patrols, but still exist. The humans have been the main threats for gorillas in the past, but now is the best hope for their future. We have to be there.
The World Wildlife Fund says gorillas are at risk of contracting diseases as a result of frequent interaction with humans. Climate change and habitat destruction are also persistent threats. Prosper Wungeli is the manager of the Volcanoes National Park. He's responsible for minimizing human impacts both in and around the park, and says that it's important to involve often locals and entire communities in their conservation efforts.
Especially communities are participating, they are benefiting, they benefit from what they do themselves, like potters, like handcraft makers, but also to operators, ecology. So you can see the benefit of the tourism at national level, national economy, but also locally. The communities are very, very strategic partners for the park.
Partnering with organizations like the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund, Wengeli and his team educate people on potentially gorilla-harming practices. And that includes tourists. Those who venture on gorilla tracks need to follow strict guidelines for their own safety and for the conservation of the gorillas.
Ensuring protection, regular monitoring of groups, law enforcement, engaging local communities, clear education, awareness approach, ensuring that the communities benefit from our conservation effort, but also on the other hand, that the communities help us and participate in kind of improving, doing better protection, especially law enforcement.
A growing interest in the majestic creatures has indeed helped boost conservation efforts. But Uwangeli says it's still important to control the number of visitors. Towards this goal, the Rwandan government recently doubled the price of gorilla tracking permits from $750 to $1,500 per person. According to Uwangeli, this move illustrates Rwanda's attitude towards tourism. Higher prices mean fewer tourists, but more money towards conservation.
Reducing the pressure on the mountain gorillas, but also addressing long-term challenges, supporting communities, increasing because the tourism revenue sharing has increased from 5% to 10% of park revenues.
The results of the latest mountain gorilla census conducted in 2016 will be announced later this month or next month. An exciting moment for Uwangeli, Fetshelio and their colleagues, who've been working tirelessly to save these animals. But are the gorillas faring as well as they hope?
We are positive and optimistic of an increase because we saw by monitoring the habituated gorillas that they are doing very well. So we expect that for the entire park there is an increase. We don't know how much this number will be, but we are highly optimistic.
Eva de Vries, DW, Musanze, Rwanda.
DW.